You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to how to get a copy of your Apple ID account information. It was just made recently, about a couple months ago, that Apple has now given us the ability to request for information that they have gathered on us or yourself about your habits, your activities, and things that you do with your Apple devices. Now, unlike other companies, Apple is very good about keeping your privacy as private and nobody knows but them, and that they don't sell your information like other services does out there. One of the reasons why I was curious about this was I wanted to request and see what kind of information they gathered on me, mostly out of curiosity. And this is a great way to see what they have obtained on you and what they know about you. And surprisingly, there was a lot of information that they gathered on me, which I didn't know that they did. Not in so much in a bad way, but in some circumstances, I was surprised. Could it be useful for people? Maybe, maybe not. But for the most part, it was pretty much what I would expect what Apple would gather on me. So I'm going to show you how to go ahead and go to the website, request for your data information to be sent to you. And then after that, I'm going to show you what the emails look like when you get the request and when it's ready for you to download. And plus, I'll give you a review of some of the information they've gathered on me so you can get an idea what you can expect from this. Well, the first thing you want to do, and it's a pretty easy process, you'll need to be able to get onto a computer or an iPad. It cannot be done on an iPhone. I'm not sure why that is, but you can't do it from an iPhone. So I'm going to jump on a computer of my choice, and I'm going to bring up the web browser. And once you bring up the web browser, we are going to visit to a site called privacy.apple.com. So I'll put that in right now.
P-R-I-V-A-C-Y, privacy, period, A-P-P-L-E, Apple, C-O-M.
And I'm going to hit enter to bring it up.
Com, enter, Apple ID data and privacy.
Okay, so here we are. We're at the website for that privacy information. So we are going to now sign in. So I'm going to go down to my Apple ID credential here, pass field.
Apple ID edit, Apple ID, sign in with your Apple ID, Apple ID.
So we're going to now enter your Apple ID. Once you enter the information, you can go to the button that follows this.
Continue button.
And then we'll hit enter for continue.
Enter, continue.
And now we're going to be on the page where it's going to ask for your password. So let's go down to the password field.
Apple ID edit required. Sign in with your Apple ID, Apple ID. Password, password edit, star, star, star.
Okay, I'm going to enter my password now.
Star, 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 escape.
And I'll go to the button.
Sign in button.
And here we are, the sign in button. Now we're going to go ahead and enter.
Enter, sign in.
All right, so we're here on this page. Now, for those that have two-step authentication turned on, you will have to get a verification ID sent to your phone. And then you can put that number into it. It's a 6-digit authentication number. Otherwise, you can just ignore this. I am going to go down to the first heading.
Manage your data, heading level 1.
Which is to manage your data. And I'm just going to swipe down until you get to listen to what options are available here.
Blank, heading level 2, get a copy of your data.
Get a copy of your data. This is exactly what I want to do.
Blank. Download a copy of your data from Apple Apps and Services, period. This may include your purchase or app usage history, comma, and the data you store with Apple, comma, such as calendars, comma, photos, comma, or documents, period. Blank, blank, get a copy of your data button.
All right, so that pretty much gives you the summary of what you can expect to get from this privacy area. So when you are ready to get a copy, we'll go ahead and find this button and we'll go do an enter.
Enter. Get a copy of your data. Download a copy of your data from Apple Apps and Services, period.
All right, so this page is now loaded up. Now let's go see what we have on this page.
Get a copy of your data, heading level 1.
And I'm just going to go down.
Select the data you apostrophe D like to download, comma, and we apostrophe LL prepare a copy for you, period. This process may take up to 7 days, period. To ensure the security of your data, comma, we use this time to verify that the request was made by you, period. Blank, blank, your downloads will include colon, blank, blank, list of 3 items, bullet app usage and activity information as spreadsheets or files in JSON, comma, CSV, comma, XML, comma, or PDF format, period. Bullet documents, comma, photos and videos in their original format, period. bullet contacts, comma, calendars, comma, and bookmarks in VCF, comma, ICE, comma, and HTML format, period. List end. Blank. Your downloads will not include app, comma, book, comma, movie, comma, TV show, comma, or music purchases, period. Blank. Blank. Back button. Select all button.
All right, so there is a summary that you just heard. Pretty much everything I've mentioned, with the exception that this page is really broken up into two pieces here. Now, the top half is where we're going to concentrate on the data that's gathered on us, the activities, history, and things like that. The bottom section is more of the iCloud files that you have in iCloud, and you want to get those files back. We're going to focus on the data collection here. And as you can hear, it has a back button and a select all. You can do a select all on this first segment. And be aware, there is two select all buttons on this page. The first, I told you, is the top, which is data. Well, you can do that. Or you can select all on the next one, which will gather everything from the iCloud. So let's go down to the first option that we are able to obtain about us. So I'm going to go down to the first checkbox.
Apple Media Services information checkbox not checked.
If you're interested in the Apple Media, go ahead and give this a check.
Space. Checked. Not checked. Checked.
There we go. I'm going to go to the second option.
Apple ID account and device information checkbox not checked.
This just sounds interesting. Apple ID and device information. I'll do a check.
Space. Apple ID account and device information checkbox not checked. Checked. Apple online and retail stores activity checkbox not checked.
If that's interesting to you, I'll go ahead and check that.
Space. Apple online and retail stores activity checkbox not checked. Checked. Apple Care support history, comma, repair requests, comma, and more checkbox not checked.
If you have had any Apple Care done in the past, which I have not, so this would not pertain to me, but if it does to you, you can go ahead and do a check. I'm going to go to the next option.
Game Center activity checkbox not checked.
I don't use the Game Center myself, but you may be different and you want to look at that.
iCloud bookmarks and reading list checkbox not checked.
This sounds interesting, so I'll go ahead and check this.
Space. iCloud bookmarks and reading list checkbox not checked. Checked. iCloud calendars and reminders checkbox not checked.
I'll go ahead and do this one.
Space. iCloud calendars and reminders checkbox not checked. Checked. iCloud contacts checkbox not checked.
And this one.
Space. iCloud contacts checkbox not checked. Checked. iCloud notes checkbox not checked.
I don't use notes at all, so I'm going to skip this one.
Maps report an issue checkbox not checked.
This is interesting. I'll go ahead and check this.
Space. Maps report an issue checkbox not checked. Checked. Marketing communications, comma, downloads, comma, and other activity checkbox not checked.
I definitely want to do this one.
Space. Marketing communications, comma, downloads, comma, and other activity checkbox not checked. Checked.
And then we have one last one.
Other data checkbox not checked.
Definitely want to do this one.
Space. Other data checkbox not checked. Checked.
So that's the last of the privacy data account information that I want to obtain. Now, you can go ahead and look down below this area if you're interested in obtaining anything from your iCloud drive. There are some pretty neat things you can download from here. It also has a select all button as well, as I mentioned above. So make sure that you can do this as well and don't get the too confused. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and go to my continue button.
Continue button.
Once I find the continue button, go ahead and do an enter.
Enter. Choose a maximum file size period heading level 1.
Now it's going to ask us to choose us a maximum file size. Now, really, yes, the data can be quite large, but it's not as large as you think, which is a good thing. However, if you are retrieving anything from your iCloud files, as I mentioned before, those can be quite large depending on how much you have in your iCloud drive. You have to tell it how large a file that you're willing to accept. Now, it will be separated by the sizes that you have suggested, so we'll take a look.
Combo box collapsed required, 1 gigabyte.
So 1 gigabyte is the minimum that you can choose from. Sure, you can pick more than that. So if you have lots of files that you're getting from, otherwise, because I'm just strictly just want to obtain a copy of my Apple ID account information, I'm going to leave it as 1 gig. It isn't that big. So we're going to go to the complete request button.
Complete request button.
Now that we are completed and we're done, you can go ahead and press enter.
Enter. Thank you, period. We are preparing your data, period, heading level 1.
And now it's preparing your data. I'll scroll down here to have it explain to you some things.
Blank. When your data is ready, we will notify you at blank, blank. As a reminder, comma, this process can take up to 7 days, period. To ensure the security of your data, comma, we use this time to verify that the request was made by you, period. Blank, blank, blank.
So pretty much the same information that you received before. Now we have done that, we're going to go back to our email of choice. I'm going to go ahead and open up my email, and I'll have it read the email that I received from Apple. You should get something like this.
Unread. Apple, we are preparing your data for download, period.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and open this up so we can see what it has to say.
Enter. We are preparing your data for download, period, dash, message, left paren, HTML, right paren. Message has 6 links, period. From colon apple less nor apply at email.apple.com greater. Subject, we are preparing your data for download, period. Graphic quote, apple quote.
Because it's an HTML, it'll have some graphics and things here, but I'll go to down until it reads some more information for you.
Dash dash greater. Blank. Heading level 1, we are preparing your data for download, period. Dear Thomas Domville, comma. A request for a copy of the data associated with the Apple ID was made on November 20th, 2018 at 7:13:15 p.m. Central Standard Time, period. We are preparing your data for download, period. Blank. 9 apps and services. Downloadable in files of 1 GB or less. List of 9 items. Bullet Apple online and retail stores. Bullet Apple media services information. Bullet Maps report and issue. Bullet Apple ID account and device information. Bullet marketing communications. Bullet iCloud bookmarks. Bullet iCloud calendars and reminders. Bullet other data. Bullet iCloud contacts. List end. This process can take up to 7 days, period. To ensure the security of your data, comma, we use this time to verify that the request was made by you, period. We will notify you when your data is ready, period. You can check the status of your request at any time by visiting link privacy.apple.com/account, period. If you didn't apostrophe T make this request, comma, contact link Apple support as soon as possible, period.
All right, so there we have it. And believe me, it will take up to about 7 days. I did one time get a request sooner than that, but my second request did take longer and did take about 7 days. Now I'm going to show you the email that you will receive once you have got the final OK sign that your data is ready for you to download. So let's take a look at that email.
Apple, your download from data and privacy.
All right, so there is that. That is when you know you'll get that email from Apple when it's ready. So I'll go ahead and enter. Open it up.
Your download from data and privacy dash message left paren HTML right paren. Message has 6 links, period. From colon apple less nor apply at email.apple.com greater. Subject, your download from data and privacy.
Excellent, so we're ready. There is a link on this page. I'll go straight to the link itself.
Dash dash greater. Blank. Heading level 1, your download from data and privacy. Dear Thomas Domville, comma. The copy of the data you requested is almost complete, period. The following items will be available for download on your data and privacy page, period. Blank. Link, get your data greater.
Okay, it's time to get our data. I'll hit
enter. Apple ID data and privacy dash Internet Explorer.
Now this is loaded up.
Download your data, heading level 1.
All right, download my data. So here we are. I'm going to go to the first item here.
Some data from this request is currently unavailable, period. You will be able to delete this copy when the request is complete, period. Button. Download your data, left paren, Apple Media Services information, right paren, link.
If you want to download that, go ahead and download that and save it.
Download your data, left paren, Apple ID account and device information, right paren, link.
Yes, they separate each and every one of these things. So if you want to do that, you need to go ahead and save all these.
Download your data, left paren, Apple online and retail stores, right paren, link. Download your data, left paren, Apple Care, right paren, link. Download your data, left paren, Game Center, right paren, link. Download your data, left paren, iCloud bookmarks, right paren, link. Download your data, left paren, iCloud calendars and reminders, right paren, link. Download your data, left paren, iCloud contacts, right paren, link. Download your data, left paren, iCloud notes, right paren, link. If there is no data, it may be because you have not used the app or service, period. Button. Download your data, left paren, marketing communications, right paren, link.
We're almost done here.
Download your data, left paren, other data, right paren, link.
And that is the end of that. So once you have obtained all that and you saved it onto your machine, I'm going to show you what kind of information you can expect from it. I'll do a small sampling. I won't show everything. So let's go ahead and go jump right into my folders. All right. Now we're in the folder. The first thing you want to do is all these files are in a zip format. So you'll have to unzip them all. And then once you have unzipped them all, now they should be onto your folders as the names that you've downloaded. For example,
Apple on Apple Media Services information.
That's the first one.
Apple online and retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
iCloud bookmarks, iCloud calendars and reminders, iCloud contacts, iCloud notes, marketing communications, other data,
and such. I'll go ahead to this other data here. I'll just show you. I'll hit enter because this is a folder.
Enter, other data.
All right, so you're going to find all sorts of things in this particular folder. I'm going to show you what's in here, but I'm going to show you one example. What you have in here are the following.
Apple features using iCloud.
That's the one we're going to be looking at, but I'll show you the others.
Devices registered with Apple messaging. iCloud usage data set 1. Recovery devices.
I give you that so you can give an idea what, how many different things there are. Let's go back to the first one.
A. Apple features use enter. Apple features using iCloud.
Now within here, we have another set of things that you could look up.
Calendar. Call history. Event kit. FaceTime. Mail. News. Wallet. We-Fi.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting, isn't it? Let's go back to the call history.
C-L-L. Call history.
All right, so from here, I'm going to go ahead and enter.
Enter.
Now, once you get in here.
Callhistory.csv.
All right, so this is the one I want to show you as an example. This is the call history. So check this out. Now, this is a CSV file, so obviously, if you're not familiar with the comma separator values, you'll need to bring this up in a spreadsheet, kind of a document. So in my case, I have Microsoft Excel. I'm going to go ahead and hit enter so we can open up Microsoft Excel. I'm going to give you just kind of a teaser what you can find in this, which I was kind of surprised that they kept track of my call history. I didn't think they would do that. So here's one.
Enter. Opening dash Excel.
Now that the Excel spreadsheet is open, we'll go to the first top cell here.
Caller ID, A1.
So this is going to give you all the headers. Of course, in the spreadsheet, you have the top line of the headers. And I'll show you each of these. I'm just going to show you the first line here.
1.8D plus 10, A2.
Doesn't really make sense there. So obviously, so we'll go to the next heading.
Call date, B1.
The date, obviously, so you can see what date with this call was made.
2018-10-24 T17:59:59Z. B2.
All right, so we know a date and time that this call was made. Let's go to the next header.
Date, duration left, paren seconds right, paren, C1.
This is interesting. So you can see if this what the duration was. So let's see what this is.
3.06.
Not very long. It was 3 seconds long. So obviously that was like an incoming call. It's probably a spam call. So we'll find out.
Read, D, yes, D2.
I just see this and read it.
Read, ISO country code, E1.
Where was this call coming from?
Us, E2.
All right.
ISO country code. Caller ID is blocked, F1.
Was this caller ID blocked?
No, F2.
No, so I didn't block this one.
Caller ID unread count, G1, 0, G2.
Obviously, I looked at it, so it wasn't something I, so I have saw this, and so it counted as being read.
Unread count, time to establish left paren seconds right paren, H1.
This is interesting. Let's see what this is.
1.67, H2.
All right.
Time to establish left paren sec call status, I1. Connected outgoing, I2.
So it was connected outgoing. So it was a call that I made out, but it wasn't a very long call. Maybe I just hung up on this one.
Call status, caller ID availability, J available, J2.
Okay.
Caller ID media type, K unknown, K2.
Unknown.
Media TTY type, L1.
Was it a TTY?
None, L2.
No.
TT handle type, M1. Phone number, M2.
So it was a phone number.
Handle type, caller ID location, N1.
If it has a location, it will tell me.
Blank, N2.
And this one does not.
Caller ID blank, or caller ID location,
otherwise,
N1.
It will show you the city. I mean, I got one here I could show you.
Blank, Kansas City, MO.
So this phone call was from Kansas City, Missouri. But the point was is that you can check the history here. Now, one thing I found out about this, I believe it has to be still on your recent phone history, which I think I found out. If you clear out your recent history, then you're not going to see much on here like myself. However, if you keep every phone call for a long time, you're going to see all those on here. So that was kind of an interesting thing that I found out. I'm going to show you another one that I found out. I'm going to go back to the root where we were, the main root of this folder. Now, we were right in this area with the other data.
Other data.
Now, I'm going to go back to the very top here.
A, Apple Media Services Information.
I found more information in here that I was interested in myself. If I go in this one.
Enter.
And then you're going to be presented some new folders in here, obviously. I'll show you what those are.
App underline store underline iTunes underline store underline iBooks underline store underline Apple underline Music.
That's a big one, isn't it? Right?
iTunes gift card credit redemption history underline 13287200.
And then you have those two items. The first one here, the first one that we were just looking at.
App underlines.
I'm going to go in that one and hit enter.
Enter.
Now we have four more things in here. I'll show you what they are.
Apple Music activity.
You got Apple Music.
Apps and services analytics. Stores activity. Test flight.
Let's go to store activities just for the grins.
Stores activity.
Enter.
Enter.
And now we're presented with a whole bunch of stuff again.
Account and transaction history. Apple Books information. Apple TV and podcast information. Other activity. Play position information.
Which I'm going to go back to the top where the account was.
A. Account and transaction history.
And enter.
Enter.
Now, obviously, we're going to get a bunch of stuff in here.
Account history dash account details dot CSV. Account history dash Apple Media Products welcome page action dot account history dash TV provider opt dash billing information history dot C customer device history dash customer device history dash customer device history dash push notification iTunes and App Store hidden purchases iTunes match re dash download his store free transaction history dot CSV.
I know, right? There's so much in here. So I'll show you this one. I'll show you the transaction that I've done recently that are free. So if you open this up, once again, it's a CSV. So I'll open up my Microsoft Excel by hitting enter.
Enter. Opening dash Excel 1.
And then we'll go to the top cell here.
Apple ID number A1.
So Apple ID number, I'm just going to show you a few examples in here that obviously that's not going to make a lot of sense to us. I think it'd be gibberish. Let's see what we got here for Apple ID.
1.33E plus 09 A2.
All right, whatever that means.
Apple ID order number B1.
Order number
R38S15.
Obviously, this is going to make make sense to Apple, but I'll keep going to the cross of the header here.
Order number, item purchase date, C1.
Tells me the purchase of the item that was made, what date?
Content type, D1.
What the type was, and we'll come back to that.
Item reference number, E1.
Numbers?
Item description, F1. Right. Seller, G1. Device identifier, H1.
And then, of course, my device. Let's go back one here.
Seller.
Let's go down one.
Ghassan Safadi, G2.
I wonder what that is.
Allergy pollen count, F2.
Ah, yes, I do remember downloading my allergy pollens. If you go to back to left.
9.04E plus 08. iOS and TV OS apps.
That's
D2.
The category.
2018-10-30T04:37:57Z. C2.
So obviously you can see what you have done and so what was the latest that you've downloaded. So I'll show you a few of mine.
iOS 9 points allergy pollen count. DSNY newscast. Amazon. F frequency missing. F ring dash always home. Dusk, F7.
So those are the latest ones that I've downloaded. So that is quite interesting. And again, it wasn't anything I was surprised. I'll show you one more example and then we'll be done with this. So let me get out of this. And I'm going to go back to where we were.
App underline store underline iTunes underline store underline iBooks underline store underline Apple underline music.
That was that real long one, and when I went down one...
iTunes gift card credit redemption history underline one...
I was really curious about this one, so I went in here, hit enter.
Enter. Details underline 13287200048 underline 11122018023719681.csv.
Really long one there, but this is kind of interesting. This shows me all my history and purchases with gift cards and how much I purchased over the time. So if I go in here...
Enter. Opening dash Excel, transaction date, A1.
All right, so I'm at the first cell, brought up Excel again, so let's see what the first date was.
2010-05-23T18:16:04A2.
Yeah, I know, right? So that was back in 2010 of May, and I was curious, oh my gosh. It doesn't tell you what it was, but it'll tell me if it was how much it was. So if I go back up here back to the headers.
Transaction date. Country, B1.
Obviously, it's going to show me the country that I got the app from, which store.
Order number, C1.
That's not going to make any sense. That's Apple's related numbers.
Amount, D1.
And then the amount. So, obviously, in this one.
Zero, D2.
I must download a free app here.
Redeem, E2.
And I redeemed it. So, now if you go down one.
Debit, E3.
It will show you if you bought anything. So this one's a debit. So let's go back left.
0.99.
So I bought one for 99 cents.
1.99.
$1.99. And that was purchased with my
debit. E4.
Debit. Also, I'm going to go down and I'll show you one of my gift cards that I got. I got it for over at Christmas time. And so let me show you this. Now I'm going to go to the cell here.
Redeem.
Now this one is going to show me what I have redeemed. And it's going to show me here.
10.
That I redeem a $10 card there.
25. D25.
A $25 card.
25.
And another $25.
Redeem.
And I redeemed those. So that is quite interesting in this area. I even found a file that shows me how much I have spent ever since I've owned or opened up the iTunes or Apple ID itself. I was just like, oh my gosh, I really paid that much? So you can get a basic idea. There's so much to show you. I can't show you everything. That would take a long time, but there is a lot of information in here. Most I was not surprised. Some I was surprised. And really, were there anything in here that was I should be, you know, concerned or anything? Not really. From what they know, it wasn't a whole lot in there that I would be upset that they knew about. So this was a great way out of checking out my curiosity with information they keep track on you. So, well, I hope this was useful and helpful for you to listen. And this has been the How to Get a Copy of Your Apple ID Account Information. My name is Thomas Donville. Also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.